Roger Miller for Walking in the Sunshine. I certainly like the way Roger sings the song. He sort of opens up a little. He sort of slurs his words when Roger sings, doesn't he? But doesn't he? You boys can just jump in anytime you want. We're going to set radio back this week. My friends, at least 20, 25 years, estimations are. That's live from Willard Washington. Good morning. Welcome to the Johnny Holiday Show. And it's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock in this ungodly hour of the morning. It's Monday, and I'm delighted to have with me Willard Scott and Eddie Walker. We'll be here all week long. And as you know, I beg your pardon?
Eddie.
Wake up.
What time? Where am I? Who deals?
This is the highest class operation I've ever worked
for. You like the paintings in the studio here?
I've never worked in a studio where we had our own John, and I think
that's
this
right.
is class.
Are you? Well, I could top that, but I won't this early. Anyway, 8 o'clock, you get the good material going. Eddie and Willard.
Save it for drive time.
Yes, why blow it all here with just 8 people listening at 9?
We picked a bum week to start. Why did you tell me this is Columbus? Guido. Is Guido around? Guido?
What is
Columbus Day, and we got to come.
I got to come. Listen, I want to find out why it is you don't celebrate Columbus Day on the right day.
You know, I'll tell you one thing, Guido, that, you know, if you come over here, you're going to have to do it my way, you know.
Huh?
You know?
I didn't know I had competition here.
That's right, you know, I got a speech to thank, too, you know.
You know what I figure?
What's
you guys
that?
Both need throat pills.
Exactly right. Walter Scott, Eddie Walker, for 20 years, were at the bottom of the dial.
Now they bottom of the pile, John.
The bottom of the pile, yes. They've moved up to WWDC for this week, and we are delighted to have them. And I have to tell you guys, before we get to drive time, before the listeners start listening and waking up at 7 o'clock, I'll use all the bad material early. I think when you guys left the station, you left WRC, you left a fly in there. Well, there's a lot of things will be coming through that door this morning, I guarantee you.
I thought it was Captain Dan with a thyroid condition.
No,
what is that? A mutation.
No, he won't work today. This is Columbus Day. You showed an awful lot of class in going
Dan
out the way you
Dan is Italian,
are.
Is he?
Excuse me?
Don't interrupt the star.
Is Dan Italian? Oh, he's
Eddie, one thing you're going to have to learn, Eddie, when I talk, you can't speak.
See,
now, you're going to have to sit there.
One thing about Eddie, he's got a beautiful voice, got a fantastic mind, great comic, but he doesn't listen.
Terrell's...
He wasn't even listening to you.
What'd I say, Eddie?
Huh?
He was telling you how great you died on Friday.
But you guys were very good Friday. I listened to the whole show.
Well, we had the greatest turnout of people. You know, a genuine outpouring. You know, everybody from Sears and Woody's, every place Eddie owes money for the last 20 years, all revolving cards. But they came by and drove some in Ramblers. One guy came by on a T-Bird. Yeah. We had a great crowd. Siegel's line. You hear Maury Siegel? He said it was the happiest funeral he's ever been to. He says, the last funeral less happy was Hitler's.